Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I thought yesterday was a big day. I thought yesterday was important, crucial news that had a chance to just blow your socks off and change the world we're living in. But today, even better. I once said that if Trump lost, I had no idea how we'd do the show 3 hours a day. Well, let me tell you something. The news under Biden is even more consequential than under Trump. Unfortunately, everything under Trump was good news and exciting news and great for America. And I was thrilled to come in each day to tell you. And the news under Biden, disastrous news and a disaster for America. But on the other hand, I plead correct, as usual, always right. My predictions are on the money. I was the first guy in America to say, long before the election, let alone Biden winning, but even before he got in the race, that he can't be president of the United States. He's got dementia. He's not there anymore. They can't possibly run him for president. But it was a fixed race, just like it was in 16, when the Democrats rigged it for Hillary and gave the debate questions to Bernie Sanders to make sure Hillary won the Democrat primary. And in 2020, Biden had lost badly in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada, and it was over. And they rigged it so that Bernie Sanders couldn't win again. By the way, he wins the award for the dumbest son of a you-know-what. Can I say that word on the air? Dumbest son of a bitch that ever lived, Bernie Sanders. His own party stole his presidential nomination twice. Not once, but twice. And he's still a loyal Democrat. The man's out of his mind. He had a chance to be president of the United States. I would say a slim chance, because I think he would have lost both times by a landslide, and that's what they thought. That's why they rigged it and stole it from him twice. But his own party stole his done-deal nomination twice. Anyway, I was the first guy to say Joe Biden can't be president of the United States. I'm the first guy, once he does become president of the United States, to say it's a rigged election. And the first guy to say this guy is going to go down in the ash heap of history as the worst president ever. He's a guy that makes Jimmy Carter smile, because Jimmy Carter's finally out of the basement as the worst president in history. And I'm the first guy who said his approval ratings are so low there's nobody left but his own family and friends and poll advisors. That's it. He's down to 33% in the latest Quinnipiac poll. It's an all-time low. 33% like him and 53% disapprove. The last seven Quinnipiac polls, 49%, 46%, 42% for Biden, 38%, 37%, 36%, 33%. And a majority of Americans, 58-37, a 21-point landslide, think the nation's democracy is in danger of collapse. Republicans by a 62-36%, independents 57-39%, Democrats 56-37% think the nation's democracy is in danger of collapse. Every group believes that. Just over half Americans, 53%, expect political divisions in the country to worsen over their lifetime. Only 15% expect them to get better. 70% say the economy is not so good or poor. So Joe Biden is in Nowheresville. There's nobody left. And I'd like to point out that when he was at 36% or 37%, at that point he was at 29% with white Americans. So he's probably dipped to like 25% with white people. Democrats, and also these are not likely voters, these are registered voters. So these are all fake polls in favor of Democrats. So if he's at 33, he's probably in the low 20s with white voters, which means he's really in the high teens with white voters. And then you realize that white single women are vicious Democrats, and you take them out of the equation. If you just go after white men, Biden must be at like 5%. You can't even find a white man that agrees that Joe Biden has my approval. He's a good president. So I think that's pretty consequential. And then, you know, it was me 6 months ago who wrote the column, Get Ready for President Hillary Clinton. And I said, as unpopular as Biden is at the time, I said the most unpopular president in history, and his ratings weren't even this low. As unpopular as he is, Kamala's even lower. They can't let Biden be the nominee again, and they can't let Kamala replace him because she's even more hated than Biden. You know, she's Joe Biden, same unlikability, same horrible policies, except she slept her way to the top. So most Americans, if you ask them in a poll, would say that Kamala Harris slept her way to the top. And women don't like that any more than men do. Women think you're a slut just like men think you're a slut. So she's just completely unlikable. So I said they're going to have to run Hillary Clinton. And sure enough, today, it's all over the news media. Democrat insiders push Hillary Clinton as the 2024 frontrunner. And these were just articles all over the internet. And then at the same time, there was a columnist in the Wall Street Journal who wrote, Democrats have no choice. Hillary Clinton's going to be the nominee in 2024. And that's what I said in my column. Can you imagine if the election is Trump against Clinton? The two biggest names in the history of American politics, Trump against Clinton. Because they can't win with Biden. They've got to get rid of him. You know? They've just got to get rid of him. And then what else was consequential today? There are other polls I'll read you that are consequential. But first I want to get to the fact that this is double down insanity. News came out today that Europeans' version of the FDA, their version of the Food and Drug Administration, warned against vaccine boosters and expresses concerns over immune response. The European Union's drug regulator, their version of the FDA, expressed doubts about whether a second booster dose of the COVID-19 vaccines would be a sustainable, long-term approach. See, even in Europe, they're starting to be honest. This whole thing is a scam. It doesn't work. These vaccines are a joke. Everybody I know who's vaccinated has COVID right now. Can you imagine if I, as a private sector businessman, sold a product that promised if you take it, you won't get COVID, and then everybody gets COVID? And then I would change my story and say, oh, well, you won't get hospitalized, you won't die. But everybody's got the very illness that you said this vaccine prevented and protected against. Never seen a scam like this. Now they're admitting you can't go on like this. Boosters don't work, and you can't keep shooting people up. Marco Cavalleri, the European Medicine Agency's head of vaccine strategy, told a media briefing there was an emergency discussion around the possibility of giving a second booster dose with the same vaccine currently in use. Data has not yet been generated to support this approach. We have not yet seen data with respect to a fourth dose. We'd like to see this data before we make any recommendation. But at the same time, here's the important words. We are concerned about a strategy that involves repeated vaccinations within a short term. He said an additional booster could be considered as part of a contingency plan, meaning emergency. But repeated vaccinations within short intervals will not represent a sustainable long-term strategy. When asked to expand on his statements, Cavalleri said that for a hypothetical approach of getting boosters frequently, such as every 4 months, we will end up potentially having problems with immune response, and immune response may end up not being as good as we would like. So we should be careful in not overloading the immune system with repeated immunization. Folks, that's exactly what the CDC wants to do in the United States, and they refuse to be as honest as the European Union. Believe me, European Union is not going to, has never been accused of being honest. No FDA has ever been honest. They're all in bed with the drug companies, the vaccine companies. They're never going to be honest with you. That's as honest as you'll ever get. It's not like Wayne Root would stand up and say, A, the vaccine's a dramatic failure, the worst failure in history. B, you said you wouldn't get sick, and everyone's getting sick with the vaccine, including the booster. And C, the vaccine itself is killing and injuring hundreds of thousands of people. Millions all over the globe. They're not going to say that. They'll never say that. But to come out and say they're worried about the strategy of giving boosters and they're worried about what it does to the immune system and it's not a good long-term strategy, it can't work, that's pretty strong. That's like when they made jokes about, you know, a Jewish deli owner. When you ask him about the greatest sandwich he's ever eaten in his life, he says, nice sandwich. You're not going to get a better response to that out of a Jewish deli owner. Even if it's the greatest sandwich ever, he'll go, nice sandwich. And so same thing with an FDA regulator. They're not going to go, the vaccines are killing people. The vaccines are injuring people. The vaccines are disabling people. The vaccines are making you into cripples. The vaccines are destroying your immune system. This is as close to the truth as you're ever going to get. And you're not going to hear it in any of the evening news that the EU has turned against the vaccine boosters as a strategy. More interesting news, not a poll, but rather ratings. CNN this year has lost nearly 90% of its demographics and overall advertiser coveted demographics and overall total audience. Scandal-plagued CNN plummets by as much as 90% from last year in overall audience and an advertised coveted 25 to 54 demographic. Down 90%. The network averaged 548,000 viewers during the week of January 3rd. A year ago, they were averaging 2.7 million a week. 548,000. Folks, 548,000. I created a reality show called Sin City Justice. We had 1 million viewers per episode. CNN only has 500,000 people watching. You got to be kidding me. Don't ever let anyone convince you conservatism isn't winning.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with his six-piece towel set. USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The National Weather Service is calling for falling temperatures and record snowfall in parts of the nation. Winter is here, and the last place you want to be is stuck in the snow. You need Track Grabber, Extreme Traction. Skip the stuck. Rescue yourself. The Track Grabber Extreme Traction device has long been the secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, the Special Forces, the Department of Justice, Highway Police, and law enforcement across the country. Now, to keep you and your loved ones from being stuck in the snow, mud, or sand, Track Grabber is available to you. Be a hero this year. Give the gift of rescue. Skip the stuck. Track Grabber installs as easily as a jumper cable. In minutes, you'll have the extreme traction to get on stable ground. Get Track Grabber today at trackgrabber.com. That's TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code Rockstar for 20% off your full order. That's Track Grabber, TRACGRABBER.com. Use promo code Rockstar for 20% off. Do it today. Supplies are limited.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now more with War.
Folks, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. No one in America warned you that the vaccine doesn't work more than Wayne Root. No one warned you and literally celebrated for the highest mountaintops the fact that we've already got the answer to COVID. It's ivermectin. And sure enough, I was right about all of it. Who's the most vaccinated people in the world? All the employees of the State Department. There's so many cases at the State Department, they're calling it Chernobyl. One State Department employee anonymously said the situation is internally being called Chernobyl, a nod to the worst nuclear disaster in history. Because the nation's top national security agency, everybody's got COVID. The whole place has COVID. They're calling it Chernobyl. Can you imagine? They've all vaccinated and they've all got COVID. I told you so. I don't know what story to get to first. 28-year-old Tampa Bay Rays bullpen catcher Gene Ramirez dies unexpectedly. 28 years old, dead. You've never heard stories like this in your life. Until now, we kept saying, well, it's mostly soccer players in Europe. No, there's been a couple of college athletes that have dropped dead of heart attacks. There was a Cleveland Indians minor league catcher dropped dead of a heart attack. And now a 28-year-old bullpen catcher for the Tampa Bay Rays in the major leagues dies unexpectedly, and the rumor is heart attack. And if it isn't a heart attack, I guarantee it's a stroke. That's the side effect of the vaccine. Every player is vaccinated. Here's another headline. UK government says vaccinated are dying at a rate 286% higher than the unvaccinated. The latest data from the British government shows a disturbing trend among the fully vaccinated who are very clearly dying at a significantly higher rate than the unvaccinated. According to the figures, there are 286% more deaths now occurring among people who got the jab compared to people who left their immune systems alone. Upwards of 1 million people have suffered serious injuries or died in Europe. And this is a conservative estimate based on official government data, which is known to be underreported. Among vaccinated people who are doing the best as far as health outcomes go are those who took just one injection and stopped. The worst off folks are those who take two or more. It would seem as though the more injections a person gets, the more they are at risk of dying. It is the people who have been vaccinated two or three times that are dying of COVID, says Ben Armstrong, host of the Ben Armstrong Show. Here's another one. Cover-up in the UK media. UK media refuses to report 4 out of 5 coronavirus deaths over the past month occurred in the vaccinated. 4 out of every 5 deaths from coronavirus were vaccinated. Here's how the data break down. Non-vaccinated population, 445,000. Partly vaccinated, 94,000. Triple-double vaccinated, 738,000. This is in England. Based on the UK government's own data, that means 65% of COVID cases between November 22nd and December 19th were vaccinated, compared to just 35% of unvaccinated. Meanwhile, the total number of hospitalizations, according to vaccine status during the report, was as follows. Not vaccinated, 3,000 people. Partly vaccinated, 361. Triple and double vaccinated, 4,027 in the hospital. And of them, 54% represented vaccinated persons during the reporting period versus 46% who were not. But yet again, the difference between the vaccinated and unvaccinated gets much worse when it comes to deaths related to COVID. When it comes to COVID, non-vaccinated, during this period in England, 889 people died non-vaccinated, partly vaccinated, 117, triple and double vaccinated, 2,796 deaths. So according to official UK government data, the vaccinated population accounted for 77% of the COVID deaths. Unvaccinated, fewer than 1 in 4, 23%. The numbers are stunning. Stunning. Got lots more to tell you when we get back. Let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Hero 2020. Husband and wife driving home from dinner will stop to the light. They were surrounded by an angry mob. They forced open the driver's side door, attempting to grab the husband from the car. He reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forced the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets fired, no lives lost. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in my cars and in multiple rooms in my home and office. To order your Hero 2020, visit the website, hero2020.com. Use the coupon code WAR for Way Down the Route for a very special discount. Hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talked about domestic enemies? Rhetoric unbecoming of a president of the United States.
The Senate Minority Leader taking to the Senate floor to slam President Biden's speech in Georgia on voting rights. Biden is pushing a majority of Democrats to lift the Senate filibuster to pass two voting rights bills. McConnell also accuses Democrats of being hysterical about new election laws.
The smallest majority we've ever seen in our politics is trying to change the rules for how people get elected in every single state.
The Biden administration putting a positive spin on the record inflation number that came out earlier on Wednesday by saying that the consumer price index also showed gas and food prices are falling. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne on the route. Welcome back. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Energized Health. You all know how I feel about Energized Health. I love these guys. And I know how all of you feel about Energized Health. And for John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health, than any product I've ever had in the history of this show or any show I've been associated with. So many people have changed their lives by getting on this program, Energized Health, which is really the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And that's why, you know, when I go back and I look at on my phone, I must have, I don't know, 5,000 photos. And I've got photos of me 11 years ago in 2011, and a photo of me in particular with Steve Forbes at Freedom Fest. And I look like a completely different person. Now it's 11 years later, and I look 20 years younger than 11 years ago. I was 50 on the day that photo was taken. I'm 60 now, and I look 20 years younger than 10 years ago because of Energized Health. They're the ones that did it for me. They accomplished that amazing story. During the first 88 days I was on their program, I lost 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat, and I've never been fat a day in my life. Actually, Andrew Paul, my executive producer, is skinny as a beanpole. Andrew's really skinny. He looks like a marathon runner. He lost 38 pounds of inner body fat. Neither one of us has any idea where my 25 pounds of fat was or where his 38 pounds of fat were, but I also gained 10 pounds of muscle. I've never looked so good. Everywhere I go, people tell me, you look amazing. Thank you, Energized Health, and thanks to the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com. Check out hundreds of amazing testimonials or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Tell them Wayne Root sent you and get the WAR 40% off discount. 40% off for being a friend and a fan of WAR. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com. It's your New Year's resolution to look the best of your life. My guest is here, Bruce Bialoski. I've known him a long time. I go back to my days. I lived 15 years almost in Malibu, California. I was an L.A. conservative Republican Jew, and he's the former national treasurer of the Republican Jewish Coalition. National Republican Jewish Coalition, easy for me to say. A columnist for FlashReport.org. And a well-known conservative activist in California, of which there are not too many anymore. Bruce, welcome to the Way Down the Root Show. How are you?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I can't tell you, Wayne, how marvelous you look. You look fabulous.
Thank you. So here's the deal. I was reading. Bruce puts out a column.
Radio does that for you, Wayne.
Yes, radio does that for you. Thank you. So I was reading your column because every week you send out a column. I think it's usually on Sundays, if I remember correctly, or Saturday nights,
that's
and
correct.
I get the column. Yeah, I get the column. I usually read it. And I happen to like this one so much. I said, let me contact Bruce and get him on the show to talk about it because it's totally true. Even though I say we're undergoing a communist takeover of the United States of America, communist attack. Even though I went to college at Columbia University and all these same people worked for Obama, now they work for Biden administration, and they all bragged that they were communists, the whole central threat of communism is control of people's lives. So they're really fascists. And you wrote this beautiful, intelligent column making the point that the left are fascists, and what we're undergoing right now is fascism. That's what the Biden administration represents. So the floor is yours, Bruce. Explain why it is not really communism. It's actually fascism that we're facing right now.
Thank you very much. Well, as we all know, communism really is a failed philosophy because communism makes the production of goods and services run through the government. And I'll give you a life experience I had. I was in Moscow about 3 or 4 years ago when Putin was reinaugurating himself as president. And we were on the main road of Moscow, kind of like Wilshire Boulevard in L.A., Las Vegas
okay.
Boulevard in
Las
in
Vegas
Nevada.
Strip, yeah. Yep.
And I'm in the lobby, and all of a sudden we hear this rumbling. and the rumbling around, and so much that we had to go outside. And what was happening was they were preparing for the parade, and down the street comes half tracks, Mitchell missile launchers, tanks, and troop carriers, and a whole parade. And I walked up there, and while I'm watching this, I say, amazing, they can build all these things that can't build a washing machine. They can't make a car. And what happens is in communist countries, that failed. Even in communist China, they never made anything decent.
And Bruce, don't forget, they also can't manage to put anything on the shelves at the grocery store. They can't even, even the farmers in a communist country are unsuccessful. They can't even grow vegetables and fruit, and their cows don't give you milk. Everything fails in a communist country. Right.
Another thing, I was in Budapest, and a wonderful city, and I went to a very fine restaurant trying to figure out how, I asked the gentleman, how do you know how to run a fine restaurant like this? He says, I worked in San Francisco and New York.
There you
and
go.
Then he gives us the list, and I'm looking through the wine list, and they have Hungarian wine. And I said, wow, I didn't know you made wine in Hungary. He said, yeah, I'm not a communist. It was garbage. We're now beginning to make something that's drinkable, and that's pretty good. So we bought a bottle. But they can't produce anything. So they have actually realized that their structure, communism, which a lot of people, right of center Republicans, refer to them as socialist communists, they're not really that. That's mm-hmm. a certain form of government. Now, what is the other form of government they're really operating? Well, the problem with that form of government is nobody likes to use those words. Why? Because those words were poisoned by a gentleman named Adolf Hitler and his cohorts, the Nazis. So anytime you call anybody a fascist, this correlates in people's minds to Hitler. No, it's not. It's a form of government. And where the form of government intercedes crosses over to the communists is they're both totalitarians.
Right, they want
control over your life
right.
and my life.
Right.
But the difference is the means of production are capitalistic. And if you take a look at China, for example, China, under Mao, in the 60s, he had the Cultural Revolution washing out capitalism. Then Deng came in about 79 or 80, and he changed it into a fascist country. They're still totalitarians, but now all those things that we buy, they're mass-producing, and that's capitalism.
Right.
And so,
but their lives are still under the government's control.
They're still totalitarians.
Right.
But one is the means of production are controlled by government, and government can't do a thing, can't make a thing. It doesn't work.
Right.
But they leave it in the hands of the individuals, capitalists like myself or yourself or people who run companies, but then they decide to tell us how to do our job.
And they have to micromanage
everything.
Like vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns and who's essential and who's not, right? Yeah.
Exactly. So I run this column on Sunday, which got a huge response because it got the people thinking, that's really correct. All right? And then on cue Monday, our president, Joe Biden, comes out and says, all the health care companies are going to have to provide for free, as if there's anything for free, to all individuals. They're going to have to ship to everybody 8 COVID tests a month. So if you got 4 people in the house, they have to ship 32 COVID tests to your home each month. And the health insurance, he dictates. He tells the health insurance companies they got to provide that for free. Well, the health insurance companies are paying for these tests. Somebody's got to pay for these tests. And so that is a totalitarian, fascistic thing to do.
Right.
And it's happening all the time.
And And by the way, notice with the supply chain, he blamed the meat producers as if they have something to do with it. You know, when he's the one that had the vaccine mandates, so all their employees either quit or got fired, just like all the nurses quit and got fired, just like cops have quit and got fired, just like firemen and border guards and prison guards. So now there's massive shortages of employees and prices go up, and he blames the companies of the free market system, when in reality it was the government's dictate that caused the shortage of employees, that's causing the massive supply chain problems and inflation problems.
Excellent point, Wayne. It really is. And I didn't include this in my comment, but it's an excellent point. How do you blame the meatpacking companies if it's a communism? You can't, because you have the means of control,
right,
and you don't get anything back. But
right,
these capitalist companies, which are very efficient in delivering food to us, they, you know, when they're actually making a profit, or their profit didn't go up, the prices went up because costs went up. And
right,
they're selling that, then you can blame them because they're not under your control directly.
And don't forget, Biden ruined the entire energy industry, which is doing great and delivering cheap electricity under Trump. Now gas is through the roof. All the energy is in a shortage, and he's going to say it's the energy company's problem. They're greedy. So you're right. It's government giving dictates, which destroys the businessmen and women of America. That's fascism even more than it's communism. Bruce, we got to run. On the run. Bruce Bielowski, columnist for FlashReport.org. Have a great day. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend, Wayne Allen Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if, for whatever reason, you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com.
Energized Health.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome back to the show. The sponsor of this segment of the show is Liberty Projects. I love talking about Liberty Projects. I rarely talk about charities, but this is one that got my attention because I love animals. In particular, dogs, by the way. But I love all animals. I love dogs, I love cats, I love horses. And I love veterans, military veterans, not veterinarians, veterans. And their wonderful website is vetsandhorses.com. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. And the Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. And the program is so successful at turning away veterans who need help, and that's not a good thing. We can't let that happen. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their own personal pockets, and I just learned they've got to raise $250,000. Knowing my fantastic listeners, I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veterans be turned away. No military vets turned away. 100% of all donations are used for the program to help vets and horses. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. Today, that's vetsandhorses.com. And I made my contribution online. You should go make yours. Vetsandhorses.com. All right, so I said it's a day of all kinds of bombshells. Okay, first of all, there was the inflation bombshell today. Inflation rises 7% over the past year, the highest since 1982, which was just about 40 years ago. The Consumer Price Index, a metric that measures costs across dozens of items, increased 7%. On a monthly basis, it rose 0.5%. The annual move, fastest since 1982, and that it comes amidst a shortage of goods and workers, and on the heels of unprecedented cash flowing through the U.S. economy from the Federal Reserve and from Congress. All they do is spend and spend and spend, and you wonder why we have wild, out-of-control inflation. And despite the strong gains, stocks rose after the news. And you know why? I can tell you why stocks rose. Because all the bad news under Obama for 8 years every time there was bad news, I thought the stock market's going to crash. And I learned that the stock market loves bad news when you have a Democrat president, because it means the Fed and the Congress will just spend to try and save the economy. They'll spend everything they got. And when they spend, all the money winds up with public companies traded on Wall Street. So they get all the money. They get rich. They get rich. But keep in mind, this CPI measurement of inflation excludes food and energy prices. Can you imagine how high it would be? It doesn't include that. More bombshells today. Project Veritas documents, and I mentioned this for a minute yesterday because it happened late in the show. Project Veritas found government documents that revealed D.C. bureaucrats had the evidence that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine were effective in treating COVID, but hid it from the public. There have now been 67 ivermectin-controlled studies that show a 67% improvement in COVID patients. There have been 298 hydroxychloroquine that show a 64% improvement in COVID-19 patients. And they knew this. For HCQ, hydroxychloroquine, 298 trials, 4,772 scientists, 413,756 patients, and they found a 64% improvement in early treatment, 75% improvement in early treatment mortality results, meaning death, 46% improvement in 8 early treatment RCT results, whatever that means. I'm not a doctor, so I know what RCT means. 19% improvement in late treatment trials. 21% improvement in 46 randomized controlled trials. And again, I've had guests on this show, scientists and amazing doctors, brilliant doctors, who said that ivermectin is the new gold standard, even better than hydroxychloroquine. But what did government do? Government badmouthed both of them and slandered them and made sure nobody believed in them or respected them. People laughed at ivermectin as a horse paste, you know, for deworming of horses and cows. I always laugh on this show. Me! I've become a horse. I took ivermectin. I got rid of COVID in 2 days, but I just love hay now. I love rolling in the hay. All I could tell you is that it works fantastically, miraculously. I believe the real story is in the history of America, there's only been 3 drugs that won a Nobel Prize. One of them was ivermectin. It's one of the greatest drugs in history, and they managed to badmouth it and slander it and ruin it for everybody. And that meant there was no alternative, got everybody scared. Then they all ran to the hospital and begged for the vaccines and begged to be in the ER, the ICU, to save their lives from a flu with a 99.9% survival rate. This is the greatest scam in world history. COVID's not a scam. It's a real flu, okay? And people are going to die from flus all the time. If you're old, if you're sick, if you're weak, if you're fat, if you're obese, if you have diabetes, you could die. Pretty much everybody else will be absolutely fine. And by the way, if the vaccine works, why does everybody have COVID? But all you ever needed was ivermectin. They knew it all along. They scammed you. They scammed you. We get back. I'm going to tell you the story of the Ronald McDonald House evicting unvaccinated families of little children with cancer. Time to boycott Ronald McDonald House and McDonald's. Screw them.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.